Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. The Shiurim and Perek Chelek are sponsored. Linu Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadikei. The Gemara, to an end of Amud Aleph, says that Shloish Shokov Tzolem Aderech. There's three people that Kvitzas Aderech. Eliezer of Avram, Yaakov Avinu, and Avishai Ben Tzruya in the story the Gemara just brought, how Avishai came to save David HaMelech. Now in general, we need to understand, what does it mean Kvitzas Aderech? And as someone asked, the Gemara just mentioned before that Sanhedrin was able to go 10 Masoyas in one day. And the Gemara at the beginning of the Amud said, what it takes 10 days to go, he did it in one day. So do we say Sanhedrin had Kvitzas Aderech? What's the difference between the Zrizus, the speed that Sanhedrin went, or where it says about power that he went so fast, or where it says about Lavan when he ran after Yaakov, and the Kvitzas Aderech, the Gemara mentions over here. So, my Rabbi Amos Shapir Zitzal and Shurim and Chelik explained as follows. The world was created with gvulim, with borders. The borders of this world is the borders of time and space. Zman u'mokim. He brings the Lashon of the Maharal and the Tiferes, that Zman u'mokim really are one of the same. They're both borders, just one has to do with time and one has to do with space. Ke'adu b'divrei Chazal, that whenever we want to speak about space, we say based on time. We go, how do we measure space? Based on how much time it takes to walk it or to travel it, etc. The Pasuk says, Ki sheshis yomim also Hashem is the Shemaim is Oretz. Chazal tell us, and that was brought down in Shuta Rajba as well. It doesn't say ki besheshes yomim osa Hashem. Within 6 days, the Kishbol created the world. It says ki sheshes yomim osa Hashem. The world was created as a world of 6 days. The world was created as a world of time. And similarly, the world was created as a world of space. The world was created as a world of a mokim. The world created a mokim, and that's where you have, that's where you operate within the borders of time and space. But that's only down here in this world. Once we get out of this world, once we're connected to something more ruchni, up there in Shemayim, there's no concept of time and space. You don't have the borders, the mikbalos of time and space. And that is the idea of kvitzas aderech. Kvitzas aderech doesn't mean that the one went from a place to another place in a very fast way. He took a very quick vehicle and was able to get from one place to another. Kvitzas aderech means that the concept of the borders of space is removed. We're not anymore going with the mahalchim of this world, where you have to go from one place to another and there's a distance. There's no distance anymore. There's no border of space. You could be in two places at the same time. That's what kvitzas aderech means. So when it says that Sanhedrin went very fast or power went very quickly, there's no kvitzas aderech there. Just they add a special help to go in a very speedy way. When you have Kvitzas Aderech, there was a bitul, there was a cancellation of the borders of space for that time. And Moshe goes on to explain what's the pshat in these three cases that we have over here. We're talking here of the gilui of Am Yisrael and the Machos Hashem in the world. When Eliezer is going to get a wife for Yitzchok, that's what's building Am Yisrael, that's the first wife that's being set up for Am Yisrael. And then when Yaakov is going to build Beis Yisrael, that's again the union of the Kvitzas Aderech. Yaakov is in the process of building Am Yisrael. And when Avishai is coming to save David HaMelech, who is the Sheirish of Malchus Yisrael, these are three things which have to do with something which is connected to something much higher than this world. You are going beyond this world to bring this Gilui, and therefore right now there's no concept of space. That's the Kvitzas Aderech that Gemara speaks about over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.